So it doesn't sound like he used to be the head of the school, but he used to teach Chumash to the students. When he would teach the first day, I was never there, but he told us when he taught the first day, so he would say, the book is Bereishis, chapter 1, verse 1, and the author is God. So impress upon the Talmidim that we believe that this is really Torah Min HaShemayim. Exactly what does that mean, that we believe that Bereishis, no Chumash is Torah Min HaShemayim, that the author is God? So we believe, as the Ramban writes on Chumash, we believe that the whole Chumash was dictated from Moshe Rabbeinu word for word, and letter for letter. Not just that he had a Hashuah, Ruach HaKodesh, and then under divine inspiration he composed the book. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't compose it, Moshe Rabbeinu was the Sefer, he was the scribe. Sham Chalkes Mechoykek Sofum, says Moshe Rabbeinu was the Sefer Rabba, he was a Mechoykek, he wrote it, he was the Sefer Rabba, but he wasn't the author. The author is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Regarding Ksuvim, the Rishonim and the Achrayim say that Ksuvim is written by Roshim and the other. So you have Terim being Ksuvim. So Ksuvim was composed by people who had a Hashuas Ruach HaKodesh. They had a divine inspiration, but they wrote it in their own language. Regarding Levi'im, we don't have clearly in the Gemara any the Feirish Raya's, but that's a dispute. And Rishonim and the Achrayim, what the nature of Levi'im is, whether the Levi'im would dictate at the end of the list word for word, letter for letter, the same as Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how the Nesiv claims, that's how others before him claim, that Shonim, some Achronim claim like that. And others say not so, but that's only Chumash was dictated word for word, letter for letter. And Nevi'im is the same as Tzuvim, that the Novi had a Hashuas Ruach HaKodesh Olov, and with the divine inspiration he wrote whatever he wrote. The question is, if one should assume, the Malbim talks about it, yeah.
Has a famous
comment on the Pesach in Kiddushin, where the Pesach talks about the Kasha of the Ibn Ezra. That how come in the Chumash it says Nemachas HaPesach Yatzim Reisam Eretz Mitzrayim, and it means on the 15th of Nisan they left Eretz Mitzrayim. So what does the word Nemachas HaPesach mean? The day after Shchitas HaPesach. And in Sefer Yoshua it says Vayochlo Miyavur Horetz Nemachas HaPesach. The Bnei Yisrael ate its Ruach Hadasha in Machras HaPesach the day after Yom Tov Pesach, that was on Tezayin, after they brought the Yomer, after they brought the Korban HaOmer, and it was not the Chodesh, then they ate. That's how the Gemara interprets in Rosh Hashanah. But the Pesach in Rosh Hashanah and in Kiddushin quote Tikshar Rabbeinu Ibn Ezra. The only time they quote Ibn Ezra is that he ate this Kasha, and then on the side of the Gemara they write that the Kasha appears in the Yerushalmi. They didn't even have to quote Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra was bothered, Ibn Ezra Chumash has the Kasha. Yes, the Rabbeinu Tam, he used to correspond with the Rabbeinu Tam, he used to write poems to each other. So yes, the Rabbeinu Tam, this Kasha, how come in the Chumash it says, in Mokas, a Pesach referring to Tezvav, and Yeshua refers to Tezionism. That's a contradiction. What does the term mean? The Pesach says, the Emery, that there's no steer, the Lashon Torah Lechud, the Lashon Nevi'im Lechud, just like the Gemara says in Chulin. The Lashon Torah Lechud, the Lashon Chachamim Lechud. That the Chachamim, the Mishnah has a different language. So too, Lashon Torah Lechud, Lashon Nevi'im Lechud. So why is that so? So Rav Yitzchak Ben Bitshuva has a famous interpretation of the Pesach where he says that the Torah is written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when he speaks of Pesach, he's referring to the Shechitas HaPesach. The Mesiras Nefesh that the Jewish people showed that they had such a way, Avos Hashem, that they shechted the behemoth, which was the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, they shechted the Einayim. And they weren't afraid, the law is kalum. They weren't afraid that they're going to kill them. That was the Mesiras Nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wrote the Chumash, when he dictated to Moshe Ben Chumash, he wrote, right in Machas HaPesach, referring to the day of Shechitas HaPesach. Machas HaPesach means Tezvavim. But the Nevi'im, which were not dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, word for word, letter for letter, that's how the Jewish slave interprets that Pesach, but it's rather written the Lashon Bnei Adam with the Hashuas Ruach HaKodesh that was Aleihem. So the Nevi'im, which are written the Lashon Bnei Adam, so we would refer to that aspect of Pesach, which is the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Pasuk says, Hanila Zoydi V'Zoydi Li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks of the Shevach of Bnei Yisrael, and we speak of a Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we both use the term Pesach, we mean a different thing. When Hashem Yisbach speaks of Pesach, he's speaking of our Mesiras Nefesh that we shechted the Pesach. When we speak of Pesach, we refer to his Chesed. Pesach HaBotah Bnei Yisrael, but not Pesach Mitzrayim. We speak about Machas Bucheres as the Pesach. So when we speak of Machas HaPesach, we're speaking of Tezayinism, which is the day after Tezvav, on which the Pesach occurred. But that's the Dushas Levi's interpretation of that Pesach. He says that Pesach implies this distinction. That's what the Yishas Levi has a long arichas on that, and the Tanya quotes from a Kabbalah Svarim like that, against the Nesiv. The Mishabalim assumed like that only Chumash was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word, letter for letter. he was the only one who got a nevuah, a voice here to the Kudu. And the other Nevi'im had a Mara and a Chazon, which they interpreted with the Hashras Ruach HaKodesh Aleihem. That's the question. If one should assume like that, like all of these Mekubalim assume, like the Chassidish assume, so then what's the difference between the Nevi'im and Ksuvim? Why does it constitute a different category? If you assume like the Netziv, then you understand that there are three different parts of the Tanakh. The Torah, the Nevi'im, the Ksuvim. The Torah and the Nevi'im have one thing in common, that they were dictated by Kodesh Baruch Hu word for word, letter for letter. That's what the Netziv claims in his beer on their shoulders, and that's what others claim. The difference being that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah was Bas Peklori Hamir, and that of the other Nevi'im was not Bas Peklori Hamir. So that's Torah's Moshe. And Nevi'im is dictated also word for word, letter for letter. And Ksuvim is a lower level of Nevuah because it wasn't dictated word for word. It was with the Hashuas Ruach HaKodesh, that was on the Navi, on the Baal Ruach HaKodesh, they composed the Sefer.
What's the difference
between
Torah
Nevi'im, because
Moshe Rabbeinu was not
the
last
farmer,
but if it's word for word written down,
so
the actual words
should
make a difference.
So this has more Hashivas in that,
though?
Either way,
you have to...
But the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim were written by the same people. It's not that they were written by people of a lower level. Let's say there are parts of Navi, but they were written by the same people who wrote the Ksuvim. So why is this Navi, why is that Ksuva? So if you should assume like the Netziv, then you understand it. That's what the Netziv says. That's why it's the third Chelek of Tanakh. Ksuva is separate, because only Ksuva is written in Lashon
Yad. I mean, when it says that that's what God appeared to me saying, now the words that God appeared to me saying, that was part of the
Nebuah
itself, that
was
that part everyone would agree was written.
No, the question is when he has something to him, right, and God appeared to me saying, well, no, he wrote on his own in a state of Ruach HaKodesh. He composed with his own language in a state of Ruach HaKodesh.
And when he says, God said, yeah, the Bible,
he had the Bible, had a book. No, that's paraphrase.
That's
paraphrase. Yeah.
Okay.
He spoke on some posterity. The Rechaim HaKodesh HaKodesh shows in the Zayt HaVlam, in the Pasuk, in the Yom and Omar, that whenever the Chumash quotes that somebody said something, it doesn't necessarily mean word for word that that's what he said. The Chumash is paraphrasing what the person said, not necessarily direct quotation.
Then
he goes on to say, what happened? The Chumash is clearly dictated by Kodesh Baruch Hu word for word, and the Ksuvim is still not so. The Shad is all about Nevi'im. So that's the dispute that the Mefarshim have. What is the status of the Nevi'im? The Gemara in the Dvarim on Lamed Ches speaks of Tikkun Sefer, that sometimes you have phrases in the Chumash that the simple translation of the words are that the later Chachamim, the Sofrim, amended the text, that it should be differently because it's not Kvod Ashkina to leave the text the way it says. Like since the Avram Abeno Amei Lufnei Ro Elokim. The Rashi quotes on that Pasuk that the real meaning is Vashem Abeno Amei Lufnei Avram. And Avram had the Mara Hanavu with the Shkina, and then he saw the three people coming by, so he left the Shkina and he ran to the Machu Sochem. The Gemara says, you see from this Pasuk that the Bevach Machu Sochem, Yosem Ahab Boros Nei Ashkina, he's talking to the Shkina and then he runs away. He tells the Shkina, you wait here. After being covered from the earth. So the Pasuk says, the Avram Adenu Amed Lufnei Hu Elokim, and it really means the reverse. The Avakim Adenu Amed Lufnei Avram. So Rashi quotes on that Pasuk, this is a Tikkun, this is one of the several Tikkun Sofrim that appears in the Chumash. What does that mean, a Tikkun Sofrim? That the later Sofrim changed the Nusach of the Chumash. That's what some Hashem say, the later Sofrim changed the Nusach of the Chumash. So it's not word for word, letter for letter, what the Rabban Shalom dictated. So all the Sefer Torah apostle? So maybe they are. What's the nachdimin of having apostle with Sefer Torah? Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaTorah is only with the Rabbanon. Behemomer, so maybe they said, for the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah is good enough. So you have a din d'araisa, but you need a kosher Sefer Torah? Hakel, you have to learn Hakel Mitarach HaKzav, that's the shame. You have to learn Hakel Mitarach HaKzav, or Parshish Zohar, Parshish Zohar, Parshish Torah. From a real Sefer Torah. From a real Sefer Torah that doesn't have any Hamdros Habat, and it doesn't have any Mendation. But we don't have. We have all these faults in the Sefer Torah. So what are we going to do?
What was the
presentation? There are a few pages in Polish, but the Gemara calls it Tikkun Sofen. That the, let's say a person writes an article for a journal, and then the editor touches it up a little bit. So that's what happens over here. There's a bunch of big things to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hakomish, and then it sounds like the Sofrim and the later generation touched it up a little bit because there are some Tikkun that are not covered as Shina. As for example, this Pasuk, that it says, the Avraham Avinu made his name Elohim. That the original Pasuk, the simple reading of the Gemara and the Rashi sounds like the original Pasuk read, that the king Avinu made his name Avraham. Avraham left the Shina there and he ran to be the Tabo of Nehor. But the Sofrim felt that it's not proper for legal that, so they changed the text and they rewrote it. And he wrote it, Avraham Avinu made his name Elohim, and it really means
the
new word.
The
Torah
is the Shem Hashem, and
the Tikkun Torah. That's the Pasuk of Sefer Torah. That's the Shem. That's the Pasuk of Sefer Torah. So it's no good. So the answer is no good for what? The Kriyas HaTorah. The Kriyas HaTorah is not
God told
them,
write this. Yes. He had a reason. He had, you know,
he... Rishon wasn't honest, so he wasn't knocked on his cover, but the editor said that he's not proper.
The
Shem
HaTorah.
All right.
Based on the word that's idea,
that was, so that's the question. So other Rishonim say that it's not so. Generally assumed, like the Sifrei Chachamim writes on that Chumash. So when it says Tikkun Sofrim in some editions that were printed in parentheses in the Rashi, that it doesn't mean that the Sofrim and the later generations amended the text and they wrote it the way we have it now, but that's the way it was originally written. Because it's both dictated in this, the Moshe Rabbeinu, originally this way. So why is it called Tikkun Sofrim? Means that this is what would normally be written by the one who writes the article, and then the editor will later correct it. The people who will touch up the style will correct it and say, yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu dictated it in Lachatchila in such a form as a Tikkun Sofrim. That's how the Sifrei Chachamim quotes from Rishonim, that's how generally it's But the one time Rishonim say the other way, that the Tikkun Sofrim means that it was really changed in the later generation. So the question is, it was changed. Isn't it possible to say the Torah? So how can you use it? So the answer is, well, you have to use it for what? What's the problem? To create a Torah going to Rabbanah? The Heimam of the Heimam. So what's the problem? So the problem would be, no, how can you use it for those instances when you need a real say the Torah there arise, and namely for Hakil, for Parshas Zohar, for Parshas Parah, let's say, whenever Rav Soloveitchik was speaking Shira about a kosher say the Torah, so he would say, what's enough to mean about this kosher enough? So he would say, for Nikita Chaykes, you might have to be in a Shavuos, when you take a Shavuos Adayonim, you have to hold on to a Sefer Torah, like today, the Torah on a Bible. Except that that's only a meaning. The Rishonim quote that was a meaning that they had in North Africa, that when the Yadim would testify, they would swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, and hold a hand on a Sefer Torah. The Kibbutz Chayim either means that you hold up the Sefer Torah, or you put your hand on a Sefer Torah. Put your hand on a Bible and go for it. So the real din is that when a person swears a Shvuah, whether the Mitzvahs or a Shvuah Hashem, one of those, he has to swear a Shvuah. But Yadim don't have to swear. So the Rishonim quote that the late Rishonim had a meaning in North Africa that they would be Mashbia Eidim also. And they should swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, holding on to a Sefer Torah. That's a meaning. But Mikra Adin, you need a Shvub and a Kitas Chayfet, the one under that on the Pasuk. So it's not that the Chayfet has to be a Sefer Torah, or if it's a Talmud Chacham is wearing the Shvuah, and then the Gemara says we can give him a pair of tefillin also. It has to be a kosher pair of tefillin, I'll be passed. It has to be a kosher Sefer Torah. So the question is it a real kosher Sefer Torah on a level of their eyes or not? That's what Rav Soloveitchik would say. Is it a good Sefer Torah for Din of the Raisa? Namely, for Nikita's Chayit. It's also a question whether that's really correct enough to mean it. Because many Rishonim say there, you can give an Aseres HaDibros or a Mezuzah also. So they assume that Nikita's Chayit is love that kosher Sefer Torah. You give just the text of Aseres HaDibros. Also good, any serious thing. Because learn that from Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu tells them, yes, it's in the Yod Chatachas Yireichi. She hold on to the Bris Milo. Kitas Chayit, not a kosher Sefer Torah, it's not a Sefer Torah either. I mean, any gavish or mitzvah which will put me in a very serious mood that I should realize that I have to swear alo emes, that I shouldn't be nishbal ha-sheker. So even if this is better, I'll predict that rice is possible, but it's kosher with the rabbanis, and maybe it's also good for Nikita's faith. But not to me, there's a question about that to me. But let's say for hakel purposes, yes, maybe for haksa.
Is it also, if
Dr.
says different
even if one should assume like that, that it's only not. They say only a Seres HaDibros, a Shema, some Shem Seres Shema Yisrael. But the meaning is that it doesn't have to be a Pasha to say the Teres, because the Teres is going to have also the Seres HaDibros, even if it's even so.
Okay.
Chayla had to be with her hat down. Chayla had to be with her hat
down.
You don't need his Chumash Dvarim. You don't need the rest. You don't need the whole Chumash from the beginning to the end. I don't remember yet. They could be that, I don't remember.
Now I have to write the whole thing. Now I have to, the whole thing, have to
write the whole thing. Okay. So the Shaila is a thing. Would it be a kosher Sefer Torah or not? Would it be a kosher Sefer Torah if you should assume like those Rishonim, whom we don't assume like that? You should assume like those Rishonim that teach themselves is to be taken literally. Then a later generation they change. It's very hard to believe that if they changed it in a later generation, that it should really be possible and our parents only crushes in terms of the Rabbanim. But that's what we generally assume, like this is the Chachamim quote, because that means that that's how it was dictated originally. So if you should follow the other Rishonim, there are some Rishonim saying like that. But how can it be that they, all the secret Torah that we have are all possible in our parents? Some you have to assume that they're not possible. Some you have to assume that a secret Torah Shechasa Reisachas is not possible. As long as it's nichtav rubay, the Gemara says a Megillah. If you have a Megillah, that rubay is nichtav, and miyuto is nitashtesh, and miyuto of the Megillah is rubbed out, so it's kosher to lay in front. You say rubay for kula to be machshir the Megillah. But we generally assume that that's only a kula by Megillah's Esther. It doesn't apply to Chumash, and it doesn't apply even to Shas Sifri Hanavim. We realize it's only a kula by Megillah because nikris igeris. Nikris sefer, and nikris igeris, the Gemara says an igeris. When you write a letter, people are not so machshir about writing every word and every letter, so you leave out a mute of the word, as long as the one is going to read the letter can figure out what you wrote, so it's good enough, you don't have to be so careful. So the Megillah also is Nikris Sigeris, Lechatchili should write every word, but for the Yevon it's kosher, even if it's missing mute. But there are Rishonim who disagree. Places disagree. The Gemara says in the Gittin, Sefer Shechasa Yiriyachas, in Korobot, the Sefer is missing a whole Yiriya. You can't blame. The Places learned that it's literally only Yiriyachas, less than a Yiriya you make. In mainland, the Ramban disagrees with that place. The Ramban has gone with the Chumash, and in other places the Ramban says that it's not so. The Ramban and all the Mekubalim say that it's Sefer Torah Shechasa Reisachas. You cannot lay. And then the Ramban adds on not only Chasa Reisachas, even if you have Yitra Reisachas, if you have an extra letter, yes, it cannot go down, so it's also considered like Chasa Reisachas. Yes, it cannot go with the concept of Mufa Shechas. If you have a baby that has five legs, I say, yes, it can also tell me it's considered like missing a leg. So the Rambam borrows this concept that yes, it can also contribute. He writes it in Hilchos Sefer Torah, that if you have a Sefer Torah with extra words in it, so it's also extra letters, it's also possible because it's equivalent to Chasa Reisachas. This is the Rambam, the Ramban, and the majority opinion of the Rishonim. And according to those Rishonim, you're forced to look into assuming that the Tikkun Sofer means, as is generally assumed, like the Sifta Chacham, right? Generally assumed that it means that that's how Kodesh Baruch Hu dictated in Melech HaTchil. Because it's hard to imagine that in a later generation they amended it, and all the Sifta that we have are possible, and that's the only question of the Rabbanan. So it doesn't make sense. But according to this Miut group of Rishonim, they'll have to hold like the other Miut group of Rishonim. So I'll be the same Miut group. That is the third, that's missing a Pasuk here, there is also Kasha. Like in the Gila Sester, only if it's missing Rubo or if it's missing Yiriyachas, a whole Yiriya. But if it's missing Miyuto and the Miyut is not a whole Yiriya, so then it would be Kashim out there. The Ramor understands that Gemara says in Kiddushin, we are not Doki Bechaseret Viseret. But the Ramor understands that the mean, keep Shuka, the simple reading of the Gemara. That we're not so sure what the Masor is by the Mole and the Chassid. There are some things that are Chassid that should be Mole, some that are Mole that should be Chassid. Then we heard that all the Sifri Torah would be possible and Mole and the Chassid. Unless you should say, that's how the Shagasari ran. Shagasari says that all of our Sifri Torah are really possible. Shagasari is the truth. Why don't people today write Sifri Torah to fulfill the mitzvah of Kisra Lechem and Hashir Azoi? Today people are doing it. In the days of Shagasari it wasn't done. Only Kehillahs wrote Sefer Torah to learn from. But private people didn't write Sefer Torah for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kisra Lechem and Hashir Azoi. So yes, why not? So he writes a tshuva. Alpi Pashta couldn't afford it. Alpi Pashta. So he writes a tshuva that they wouldn't accomplish much by writing the Sefer Torah because it would be possible anyway. Because the Gemara says, and the Ramah quotes it, אמנם לא ניקין את בחצר את ישראל. אבל זה אפשר, אבל אולי, זה עוד יפוסו, אבל בואו נפשו במצרה אני רואה. אבל זה אנחנו נסתים את גמורה דיפרנטלי. אבל יש את הרבה שלכם ואנחנו נסתים את דיפרנט טייפ של את גמורה. זה לא מין that that we have a lot of things that are mole that should be chaser, or that are chaser that should be mole. No, that means to say a different thing, that there used to be a masera, balter, of what's mole and what's chaser. You used to know this word is supposed to be mole, this word is supposed to be chaser. And this masera was lost. The Gemara says that the vav of gochain is the emtza oisius of the Sefer Torah. The Gemara says the Sefer Torah has an even number of oisius, not an odd number. So the vav of gochain is not the middle letter. There is no middle letter. It's an even number. It's either the last letter of the first half or the first letter of the second half. The Gemara says, so which is it? So the Gemara says, we forgot. So the Gemara says, nice, you Sefer Torah. Let's bring the Sefer Torah and start counting the letters, and we'll see what it's the end of. By us, it's nowhere near the middle. That's the problem that a lot of Mephoshim discuss. By us, the vav of gochain is nowhere near the middle of the oisius of the Sefer Torah. We don't have anywhere near. We have much fewer number of oisius as at the end of every chumash, it says how many oisius there are in the chumash. We don't have that number at all. So that's a problem that the Achrayim dealt with. You have to count the number, you have to count the letters differently. You have to figure out how exactly the Bali HaMasar will count. But the Gemara somehow knew, so the Gemara says, so why don't we take a Sefer Torah and start counting? So the Gemara says, Anan lo dikin on the chaseres nisir. So the simple shot in Mar is that our Sefer Torah are not going to do yokim. If they're not going to do yokim, they should be possible. That's how the Shabbat Torah said, that's how they're not working, so they're all possible anyway. And after that, they're saying no, that the Gemara meant that you can't reconstruct the Masaira by, if the Masaira has been lost, that's the letter of the Rav of Gochan is the last letter of the first half of the Sefer Torah. The first letter of the second half of the Sefer Torah, you won't accomplish anything by counting up the letters, because you can't reconstruct the Masaira by archaeological discoveries or by looking in to figure it out on your own. If the Masaira was lost, and then it was lost, there won't be a chedek of Torah Masar. Something over that it's the last letter of the first half, the first half letter of the second half is not too significant. If you have a Masar, it's a Tavos. If the Masar was lost and you're going to reconstruct it, it won't be called a Masar. Because it wasn't Ishmael Tisha Moshe Rabbeinu. How that fits in exactly into the words that I'm not letting you know. But how serious he said it, I don't know exactly how. That's how he interpreted. I don't know. The Tashtus in the Gemara is not so. But you don't necessarily have to say, even if you say I'm not a Bikina, it doesn't necessarily mean that to say it's terrible will be possible. The Ramor and the Shagasari used to say Torah will be possible. The Shagasari said that's why we don't bother to write Sefer Torah because it'll be possible anyway. And then he asked, so why do we bother to write Mezuzah in the Sefer? Because it'll be possible anyway. But he said we won't be here to the Mitzvah anyway if it's possible because we're in the Chaser. And he said, yeah, we're there, Bracha. He assumed that it is his Kasha. So he claims no. He says those were parish Yishma Vahir Yishma Kaiser Shekir Yah, but we are both. But we've been writing them so many times, but we are both. Yeah, so we assume that the Masar that we have is the correct one. But he says in the Sefer Torah, we all know that we're not Bakis, and the Sefer Torah, we know we won't fulfill the mitzvah. That's what the Shagasai is. And in Hasinah, and others say not so. They say against the Ramo and the Shagasai. They think that even if you write a word mole that should have been chaser, a chaser that should have been mole, it wouldn't pass them. If you have a word that should be a clear exceed, you write it the wrong way, then it's possible. But if you write a word mole instead of chaser, chaser instead of mole, so you have still things that would not pass them, say, etc. And others say, based on that, you have still himself says, if you write not only mole and chaser, let's say a word has two spellings, like the suadatum. You could spell it with a hey or with an aleph, either way is the correct spelling. The understanding is what is the maser, which way is it supposed to be spelled in the Sefer Torah. So there are two practices, when you spell with a hey or an aleph. So several possibly say, I think even Hasidim included, they say based on his claim that Molly and Chasa wouldn't pass on, that if you spell the word Pitzuadaka with a hey or with an aleph, it wouldn't pass with the aleph. Not the correct one of them, not the correct masera. You should have even spelled it the other way, whichever is the correct way. But if you spell it the other way, it's not a misspelling. So it wouldn't pass. The only time it would pass is if you misspell a word. Or if you write something that should have been a Kree Xiv and you wrote it like the Kree instead of the Xiv. That would pass with the end. Because we're darshaning something based on that. That's over sure enough that passes. But if it's not a Kree Xiv and it's not a misspelling, it's just two ways to spell. All they are. You spelled it one way or the other. Two ways to spell it. So that was A with an hour. You spelled it to other than the Master, because some of our group of Akharim say that wouldn't pass.
The Surah Sefer Torah Like we assume that there will be tikkun sofim, that there will be tikkun sofim. When we have the two ways of the Torah, that's missing something. Even if you hold that it's a psul, I mean, that's a psul in a Torah, that's a psul. They also say the Torah, those are in a Torah, that's a psul in a Torah.
Pashto is the same Roman, I'm saying? Abhi Pashto is the Roman, I'm
saying?
Pashto is the Roman, I'm saying? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
How come you don't use archaeological finds to fix it up?
You could use archaeological finds to discover what the truth is. The Gemara says that Rabbi Baba Chana was traveling in the desert and the Arabs showed him the Meisei Midbar, and then he came back to the Beis Medrash and he said, oh, he saw the Meisei Midbar, so they said, idiot. They said, Shaita, why don't you check that tzitzis to see whether it had six strings or eight strings? According to B'Sham and B'Sil, how many strings are supposed to have in the tzitzis? So you see from the Gemara that you can ascertain halacha based on, why not? Of course you can. You can ascertain. The common sense dictates like that. Why should you say not? That pays an answer. If you discover a pair of tefillin, if you discover a pair of tefillin in Kevi Yecheskel Anovi and the parashas are like Rabbeinu Tam, so then they're Achrayim called like that. The Prisha quotes, they discovered tefillin in Kevi Yecheskel Anovi, but they didn't know whether it was buried in the kever because it was posel, so they were going, is it? Or these were the kosher and tefillin that somebody used to wear for many years, and then they were old, so then they put them away. So that you can't tell. But if you have you can ascertain which were the tefillin that the Chachamim wore, of course we'll change over. If you ascertain that they all wear under Rabbeinu Tam, so we'll switch over to wear under Rabbeinu Tam today. Or if we'll ascertain how big the mikveh should be, you'll find a mikveh, not a mikveh of Nisiyim. You find a mikveh that the Chachamim, the Tanaim used, and you'll ascertain that this is called Avoyim Soh, and you don't need such big shiurim like the Chazon Ish, so if you're not afraid, the Chazon Ish will be wrong. It's 100% so, no doubt about it. Of course, archaeological discoveries show us what the truth is. Whatever the truth is, that's what the halach is. No, but Amosh interpreted over here. Amosh Salvation interpreted. The Gemara said there's a Masaira that the Vav of Gachain is Emsa Sefer Torah. And that Masaira was, part of that Masaira was lost, but it means it's the last letter of the first half or the first letter of the second half. Once the chelik of the Masaira was lost, and it's no longer Ishma Pish Amosh Abeno, so what will we gain by counting the letters in the Sefer Torah and ascertaining whether truly it is the last letter of the first half or the first letter of the second half? Who cares? It won't be called the chelik of Masaira anyway because the Masaira was lost. It won't be Ishma Pish Amosh Abeno. It'll be a point of information. Okay. So it's like the East asked the little kids, where do you have five words in a row that start with the letter Aleph in the Sefer Torah? Where do you have five words in a row that have three letters? The five words in a row that have five letters in the Sefer. That's not the Masaira Ishma Pish. So this will also be a fascinating point of believe it or not.
Find the Sefer Torah many years ago that tells us the different forms and use whatever different than the Sefer Torah we can change.
We'll have to know that that's more authentic than ours. Or that's the thing.
There
are a lot of things we used to go that are not as good as what we have today. Maybe we have a Masaira that's more. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. You have to know historically whether it's a better text.
No, I said the things closer to Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever, closer to.
Yes, but it may be that was from a group of Jews who didn't bother to write the Sefer Torah Be'Hechsher, and we have a better tradition than theirs. Just because something came from 1,000 years ago doesn't mean that it's more authentic than from today. Usually it will mean like that, but sometimes not necessarily so. There are a lot of things in the Tshuva Sagvenim that are absolutely incorrect, and we know today we don't follow those things. Tshuva Sagvenim we don't follow. I remember Rav Soloveitchik once told us that he met Shaul Lieberman once. So Professor Lieberman asked him, he came across the Tshuva in the Goyim. I don't know what he came across, it's printed in all the Swarm, they all talk about it. The Tshuva Sagvenim says that a Goyim is not only forbidden to be mitami to a maize, he's not permitted to be mitami to a sheret, to a dead mouse, to any dead, to an availer. He's not allowed to touch any dead animal. And this is against the halacha. What do we do with it? The Rav Soloveitchik wasn't the first. He says, the Goyim wasn't our master. The Goyim doesn't mean he was a genius. The Goyim means he was Rosh Yeshiva's Goyim Yankiv. The name of the Yeshiva was Goyim Yankiv. So Rosh Yeshiva's Goyim Yankiv was too long to say. So Kippur Hashem, he called him the Goyim. He was the president of the university. He raised money. Doesn't mean that he's the Goyim. Rav Soloveitchik said at that time he didn't understand it. Why Shaul Lieberman was so bothered? He says, my grandfather knew how to learn better than most of the Goyim, which was true. The Rav Chaim knew how to learn. Most of the Goyim were not noted for their learning. Yeah, Rav Sadi Goyim, Rav Chaim Goyim, the famous ones were noted for learning. The others were noted for fundraising. Different people go down in history for different things. It was Rosh Yeshiva's Goyim Yankov. It didn't mean that he knew how to learn.
Most of the changes
that would pose the same problem. Would it be a kosher sefer Torah if he changed it? So that's not what it was supposed. That's not what the text. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to him one way and then he wrote it a different way. Chari should be no good then? No. Chari should be faced with the same problem? Doesn't matter who changed it. Why should Rabbeinu on the later generation? So that's why Achareim have the tendency to assume like this Minhas Chinuch. They wouldn't want to assume like the Ramo and the Shragashad, but all about the Tera Apostle. So they assume that Mole and Chosa doesn't pass. And even spelling to a doctor wrong wouldn't pass him because it's not spelled wrong. It's not spelled the way the Masorah should have been, but it's not a misspelling. And it's not a Kriyuksit. Right. So that's what the Minhas Chinuch, Achareim say based on this Minhas Chinuch that it wouldn't be possible. Because either way is the correct spelling of the word for Tzuladaka. Either Masorah was only given one way. So you wrote not like the Masorah. You write not like the Masorah. It doesn't necessarily possible unless it's supposed to be a Kriyuksiv. Or it's Mamash, a misspelling. Unless you wrote Kevis instead of Kesev. It's the same meaning, but it's a different word. That's a misspelling. He wrote it wrong. Some of them say it's kosher. Some of them say if you wrote Kevis instead of Kesev, it sounds like that. If you wrote Kevis instead of Kesev, it's kosher. But the past is the other Hakim is that it's not so. That's not the same as Mali and Kosev. It's like Mamash misspelling, even though it's brought down to the same thing.
So it's not the doctor that's not Ashkenazi, but most of the people are saying it.
They went both the right. They didn't know what the Masorah was, so they assumed that the Rav Nahas was a part of his Baraka matters as well. So they were Machia in history based on the Rav. And if it's wrong, if the Rav said that it was wrong, it was wrong. It's not that this defines the Masorah. We're guessing, so we follow the Rav, that this is the 2 out of 3 of
Rav. Well, the problem, we might make more solve all our problems. So what's your question?
Still a question, which is it? We still don't know what's correct. We assume it.
I'm everyone
says it's not a problem. Everyone is shocked as I said it is a good
that has a one instead of a possible.
So they followed 2 out of 3 and they corrected the third one based on the other. But in later generations, the Amorim say that we today, I'm not bucking the Hasidic, which is the Amor,
the Shagzal, you understand to imply that all about the Torah, that's what he told us.
Whatever.
He says, you take out, if you find a mistake in the Sefer, take out another one. If you find a mistake in Mori Yarachas, you don't take out another one because they're all possible anyway, they call the Torah.
Is it all possible or this one might be just
the other? That's what he says. You don't know which one is the good one, which one is not good. And he's assuming that the one that's Mori instead of Kasha, because he said, no, it's no good.
This is no better than that one, so he might
as well not. Otherwise, if it's Kasha, even though the Mori and the Kasha is incorrect, then what's the graph? Of course you don't take out another one. Good the way it is? To the other? To the other is good the way it is. He's assuming. Shagasari and the Ramo are assuming that it's possible to
the whatever episode they were dealing with, the certain whatever they were dealing with, they weren't involved in that episode. They didn't know what to do with that episode. They didn't have a Masara on that particular problem, whatever they were dealing with. They were dealing with Mark Sears also. They were dealing with whatever.
The Mark Yerushan says, I'm not going to see them about this.
In case with the precept, because
they had a word.
They were, so they answered, there's a problem with the word. A worse problem is the letter.
Right.
Yet they didn't know the Masara on those words.
Yeah.
They weren't probably those words. Yet they relied on Mr. Trickle. Taking all the different terms and
saying, not at all. They took the three different terms of Azara and one of
those words. Okay, so they assumed those were very special or should have to
be. Those are supposed to be for the purpose of preserving the Masara.
Okay.
So they went both away from those three terms.
There was those.
There
was
one
special about the
secret term? The secret term of Zoras is the purpose of maintaining the master, preserving the master.
Well, they didn't just assume that those were the best, or...
Maybe, I don't know.
So concept was...
Because why can't you interpret it that Yerushalmi is implying that the secret term of Zoras specifically for the purpose of preserving the master?
So we don't have such a secret term.
We don't have that. We can go across the
road. Oh, we can go across the
road. We can figure it out. You have to be careful how. Let's say, what is the deterrent that we use now? What copy of the first thing? So that counts as one. That counts as you can rig a right. You can have a special city, you should have a right. He'll win.
You have to figure out
who wrote which different are copying from which city, etc. So whoever came from one of the city that came from one only count as one. It's very hard to figure out. That's probably impossible.
Well, those days, why didn't they have a copy back then?
We do have some sort of a Torah on the 70s there. So they just want to know what's the middle letter of the Torah. So yeah, one thing that we can't know control. But when it comes to Allah, so we have a Torah of the 70s there. We do have some sorts of a Torah on one way to change it. So that's what we're going to be doing. Like we haven't started this, we go over between Allah and exactly.
No, when you knew.
Allah aren't necessarily, but we go by them. And when we talk, when we doubt them. Right? We're not necessarily sure that that's the way the Russian Kaddish is supposed to be, but that's what we have. That's the one thing that we know. So that's what we have. Same thing, this is the same as that we know of. So we'll use it this way, we'll keep it this way. But if you want to know what the middle letter is, so with that we can't really tell because we don't really know. But that's why I fell off the road. And this is the story we have, this is what we're doing with it.
So what does the Gemara mean, Anan
Rabbi Kinan Bahamim? We really know, if you want to know what the middle letter of the Torah is, that's talking about Kamina, our office. So we have our Torah, which we go by as far as our office term, but if one of them you can see it, then we don't know.
And then the question is, so what is it, the Torah Chatsa?
No, they ask. Well, we have a Masorah, the way it's supposed to be, so that's what we call Kashi Tei Masorah.
So we have a Masorah, the model of dropping in the middle. According to our modern fossil planet, so that shows that our modern fossil is off kilter. So that's the shadow that they have to embrace. It's the shadow that they have to embrace. And they would say, and then I'll tell you, all of us are our fossil. Because we're not lucky, they're all fossil. And then I hear in his group of our friends say it's not true, it doesn't fossil to the other. The only thing that fossil is a phoenix there. or misspelling when she writes the Aharon Moly, of course, in modern Hebrew you write everything Moly. The Israel used to write the half of the things Moly, half of the things Kosa, what is Kosa? So it's going to tell you, right? Well, it's not, 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 it's So Allah Almighty, does that mean that all of us is a terror apostle because it's kosher as that, and it's kosher as that, and it's kosher? Or not?
According to Allah, who says that there are certain terror apostles,
it's a good question. I don't know. It's a real apostle anyway. Unless you mean that all of them are self-apostle and now quad-apostle. Everything is self-apostle,
Might be
in the middle.
No, but if you don't, you just said it's definitely in the middle.
No, stop. By us, the problem is where you are. So we don't know how to count it. No. That's not going to be instant. You can make all the modeling buses, you're not going to read that. That you have to count the letters differently. With the Achrenigid, you have to have some other system of counting. You count the shin for three letters, and pay for two letters or something, or either because the shin has two letters in it, or because it takes up so much space. You have to have some other system of counting, because the vav is nowhere near the middle. Even if you make everything one side more than everything the other side, that's not going to work. It's not a problem. Maybe, I don't know, that's a good question. Maybe the right one means that like this is Celtic parcel, like this will be Vatic parcel. I don't know. I don't remember that it was, there were contradictions in both of them. And it wasn't the same two each time? I don't know. It was a good question. I don't know. The Gemara says that in Sanhedrin, that when the God who created the world, the Eben Shesiyah, the stone that the dome of the rock is supposed to be around, that rock was the original thing that was created, and everything else expanded from that. Misham Nishtas Kol Ha'olam Kulo. Because Eretz Yisrael is the center of the world, and the Beis Hamikdash is the center of Eretz Yisrael. What is the significance of that? That Eretz Yisrael is the center of the world, it means that that's the Iker. Some of that's what the Gemara is driving in it. That's the Iker of the Briya, was that the Jews should live in Eretz Yisrael. The Iker of everything was, there should be a Beis Hamikdash, a place to come in contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Islam. And in addition to this simple kavana, some Achranim had on an additional kavana. The Chazanish is noted for this, but other Achranim had before him that this is relevant and significant with respect to the issue of the international date line. That wherever the center, we should divide the world into two hemispheres, Eastern Hemisphere and Western Hemisphere. But you have to divide it the way it was in Briyas Olam, at the time of Briyas Olam. So what do you mean, Eretz Yisrael is right in the middle, and Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash is right in the middle? That's in the middle of one hemisphere. But where does that hemisphere end? 90 degrees to the east of Yerushalayim. Every hemisphere has 180 degrees. So you add up to the whole globe, 360 degrees. So the Chazon Ish says, based on the Rishonim, or he says that all the Rishonim who discuss the issue of the international date line will say that it's 90 degrees to the east of Yerushalayim. Because we assume that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Yerushalayim was in the middle. What do you mean in the middle? When he started, when he pushed the button and he made everything start, so that's the way it started. Yerushalayim was in the middle of this hemisphere. So the whole world, all of time began, Bereishis means the beginning of Zman. The Gemara says that the Basar Mamash Nivra Ha'olam, the Gemara says, or it only says nine times, V'yam Elokim. So the Gemara says, Bereishis Nami Maimu. Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, what do you mean Bereishis Nami Maimu? So the Rishonim say, and the Mefarshim HaChumash says, Bereishis Nami Maimu means that that was the beginning of time.
when HaKadosh Baruch Hu began all of time, he created the world in such a way that Yisrael Yerushalayim was right in the middle, and time began like that. So the beginning of all time should be at 90 degrees to the east of Yerushalayim. 6 hours east of Yerushalayim. Chazanish has a chiddush that others dispute. Chazanish says,
why should it be
on the opposite side of Yerushalayim.
Why does it go 9 degrees?
When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, when everything began, all of time began like that. The first moment of time was somewhere there in Japan. Somewhere there in the middle of Asia.
Why Yerushalayim?
Yerushalayim was in the middle. Slime is in the middle. All those man began like this. The earth started turning like this. So when it started turning, all those man began. At that point, Erev began over there. By the Erev, the first Erev was over there. If this is in the middle, so that's in the beginning.
Yerushalayim
is on top. Right. Have a globe like this. So the picture of the globe, the way it begins, will have Yerushalayim based on English right in the middle. I think Moses is there to talk about it. The Kala wrote to me, he said, but he created the world. He held it like this. However way you hold it, I hold it like this, and you shall line this for me, this is on top. And then 90 degrees to the east is the beginning of all of time. That's how all the Rishonim said. Balamor and the others, Kuzari. All the Rishonim who discuss the topic say that it's 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. The only thing is that Chazanish adds on his story that Rabbi Gdolim were not so convinced of. He says that 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim and towards the tip of Asia. Towards the eastern tip of Asia. So the Chazanish writes in the same that it's not Mestaber, that on this side is going to be, on this side of the sheet is going to be Shabbos, and on that side of the sheet is
one side of the street will be Shabbat, one side of the street will be the same time, it will be 4 o'clock afternoon on Shabbat, the other side of the street will be 4 o'clock Sunday or Friday. So you guys, that will be very confusing. It really would be very confusing because I'm the same dry, the same Yabesh, the same land area. So you guys are Chiddush, an original Chiddush with no marker at all. The other thing he has a marker for that is 90 degrees east of Yerushalayim. Right, without a marker, that since most of Asia has the same time as Eretz Yisrael, the same day as Eretz Yisrael, so till the end of Asia. And then once you leave the Yabesh, once you leave the continent, then it's already...
I don't know.
But I can remember, what about other islands? Have you ever think of Australia?
No,
I don't think so. Australia is completely, I've come to the Hellenistic stress completely to the east of the daytime. Have you seen that? Tichinsky, he points out, misread the Balamura. He said the Balamura said that the national baseline is 180 degrees, opposite to Yerushalayim. So Australia is right in between the Hellenistic baseline and the other Hellenistic baseline. You see what it is? The Chiyon Nefer to Kuczynski. The new yeshiva was in, wherever they were there.
Shanghai.
Where were they? It's not in Shanghai. They were in Kobe. And they were in Kobe for Yom Kippur. So they had a shalom when, which day is Yom Kippur, which day is Wednesday, which day is Thursday, and so on. So they sent a telegram to the Rabbanan Yisrael. So the Chiyon Nefer to Kuczynski passed in that 180 degrees, based on this bottom line. And they had a meeting, and Rav Herzog told me, they had a whole bunch of Rabbanim there. They were all sitting together, and they had around 15, 20 Rabbanim. They all said like it. And the Chazanish said that they were all wrong. So they misread, the Balamor. Simply, if you read the Balamor, you'll read it like the Chazanish also. So the Chazanish attacks him in a safe in the country, Yuchashez. And he says that very bright people often read Sefer They read the first few lines and they already guess what it's going to say. They already picked up the whole thing. And then they're not medayik when they read the rest, because they're so sharp, so they already understood it before they understood it. So then they're not medayik to see that it doesn't say that. So he says, Aram Gadol, he doesn't say that. Aram Gadol, who is a very bright genius, misread the Balamah, because he read the first few lines on this reading. And then he didn't read the rest of the Balamah. So if you read the whole Balamah, you see that he says 90 degrees needs to be Shlaim. Not 100, why can't it be 180 degrees? The same Shlaim is in the middle of the hemisphere, so all of time begins 6 hours to the east. So the Chazanish has this chidish until the end of the Yabeshet, the same Shlaim. And others say that they weren't so convinced about that. They thought the Rabban Kotel and the Biskarov are not so convinced about that. So they recommended to people that they should avoid going anywhere near the international date line, which they thought also like the Chazanish. Not like these 15 Rabban. But also like the Chazanish. They would pass through the Tutavesh. Right, if he's still on the continent, but they were on an island, they were on Kobe. Kobe is an island off the continent. But I wish said once you're on one of the islands, so you should have Asia goes like this and you have islands over here. So all the islands that are east of the date line have the other's mind. But the tip of Asia, which is an extension of the rest of Asia, even though it's to the east of the date line, will have this mind of the west of the date line. That's what the Rabbah of Soloveitchik and Rabban Kotel and others weren't so convinced, even though it makes sense, they weren't so convinced that it's so. A date line is a date line. You don't like the woman, so they're able to accommodate. So you have it going around, goes crooked. So that's what Chazalish also thought. You should go like the woman, so they make it a little crooked. You shouldn't make the people crazy in Asia. And I've also thought, why shouldn't we make them crazy? So we have to accommodate. That was the chlala and the chlala that they had now is perfect. That was all right, she told, Rabinim, and if you make life miserable, but so I'll be miserable. That's all. That was the story that they had. Common practice is not like the Chazanish, but the Pashtus is that he's right. That's the problem. Pashtus is that he's very right. Most of the Rabbanim who were there at the meeting, Rav Herzog, were not really of the same caliber as the Chazanish. Hard to say, to go tell who's greater than who. Most of them are not. The only really prominent one was Rabbi Tzvi Feinstein. Herzog was there, Michael Tugashinsky, many Rabbanim. But the one who was, I think the biggest one who was there, who agreed with Rabbi Tzvi was Rabbi Tzvi Feinstein. The others were not that much.
So what the Tzvi against
the Shema, and the Shema were sharp, because the seven were. So the Shema is, if you'll read the Balamor, you'll read it straight. Whoever will read the Balamor will read it right. It's printed. Balamor is there. The Kuzaris, all the Rishonim that they were handling are all there. So everybody can read it. They've all come to the same conclusion as the Chazanish did. No.
One
of the 6 hours,
the
end of the end of this hemisphere is 6 hours to the east and to the west. And all of time begins 6 hours to the east of Yerushalayim. When the Rebbe Shlomo began the world, the Beis HaMikdash was in the middle. It was the way in the Kolara. It began by the Eretz. It began with the night.
I mean,
there was the day began with Lila. Lila began 6 hours, all of his mind began 6 hours east of Yerushalayim. All of time began with Lila, by here, by here. So the first Lila began at the beginning of this hemisphere. Just began in Kobe at the beginning of Sheshes Megre. No, it just became dark in Kobe. The sun is still shining in Yerushalayim. It just became Tetzachavim in Japan. on the same place.
I mean, that should be a general question as far as drawing maps.
Right.
Should be.
Doesn't the Hebrew mean that it was light for the whole world, not just for 12 hours? For the 12-hour section of the atmosphere?
I don't know. That's a problem.
Well, that was not a very simple set of words, but it was.
No, exactly what it means. It says in the Chumash, whatever it means, it says by here, by
so then you took it right out. But there was a blue light in the whole world. You said there was one little bird. We're not talking about a sun or anything.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I made the Shemesh to be Machali when it was.
When it was.
Because
we don't know. We don't know exactly what it is.
No, no, no.
That's
the
way you
invoke
the person. You are the one who is the one who is the one who is the one who is the one
who is the
one
who is the one
who is the one who is the one who is the one who is the one who is the one who is the one who is the one who
So whatever it means, when the Chumash says that Laila came first, whatever Laila meant, and then came Yom. But he had it first, and then Yom later, and that's how we covered the din, that Hayom had a half of a Laila. We call it Tarukul Akseh Tukachim, a Halayla Halakha Hayom. And Hayom means that all the time began with the Zman of Laila, whatever that means, it was dark, it was light, whatever that means, and that Zman had to begin somewhere. So all the Rishonim who discussed the issue say this man began 6 hours to the east of Yerushalayim, and then it continues from there. That's where the International Day Clock should be. Wherever his man began, that's where it should be.
Where did the sun start?
I don't know the sun. It's man. His man Panacious is the beginning of his man. So this man, the sun was shining in Yerushalayim, it was before Shkia, and it just became Shkia in Japan. If you say in our Russian and Yadin, the way we report it, this became Shkia, this became Seisa Kapavim in Japan. That's where the border is. That's where the baseline is. Why did they? That was simple ones to follow. Those are the conflicting telegrams that we have. Yeah, but Akasha had his own. He said against all the Rishonim. He said against all the Rishonim that the Halakha has nothing to say about the international dateline. The Gemara doesn't discuss it. The Pharaoh, so therefore you can follow whatever you want. So you may as well follow what the Yom HaSoilim invented. Why should we make everybody crazy?
It's noticed that wherever they started in the middle of Europe, that they started at Israel, whichever way they went from there to there, they couldn't travel beyond the Magdalene, they couldn't travel beyond the main city. Started back from the east, from Africa, goes, whichever the first settlers that came there, there shall they have a challenge.
Yeah, but that's the shadow. The truth, the Gemara doesn't explicitly talk about it. You can use common sense, but the Rishonim interpret the Gemara and Rav Hashanah is talking about it. So all the Rishonim who discussed, not all the Rishonim discussed the topic. Rashi takes it from the Rambam, or we can say that maybe the Rishonim don't discuss it. But the other, the Rishonim who do discuss it, all say the same thing. They all say that it's 90 degrees to the east of Yerushalayim. So that's where they all have tainus. Whatever they say, whatever the Rishonim say, we should follow. So all of our Rabbanim in the universe will have tainus against Rabbi Kasha. How does he have the hook to disagree with all the Rishonim? The Chumash tells us in Parashas Bereishis, "Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Ha'adam." After his brother told Adam Rish not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. It's the only seed that we find explicitly that he was given not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Parashas from that pasuk, Rabbi Yochanan Parashas from that pasuk, that he was given all of the Sheva mitzvahs, all of the various mitzvahs, Gezel and Dinei Min Arayis and everything else. How come it doesn't say in the Purush? And my darshan is by tzad, and one mitzvah Hashem is a different Elohim, is a different Allah Adam, Hashem.
How does Hashem mean? Other than just new God, I mean, of course he speaks to God, he realizes he's just creating, how the pasuk comes to do what's
the chapter,
what's
the book of this mind? The problem?
Why not? Yeah. But the person that is on the
board would have to
God,
of course,
God. But
he
knows that it's up to the system.
All of it is there, nothing.
No
creative,
no
creative, no, no. So good. So it's interesting, we don't find them a foolish and seasonally on the other mitzvah. We only find a not eating from the Eitz HaDaas. The Gemara says in a few places regarding certain dinim, Lama Likros Svarahu, why do you have to learn that from a pasuk? Isn't it a svarah? You see, the Gemara assumes whenever you have a svarah, you don't need a pasuk. That's what Tosis, in fact, asks in Shavuos and Bachrop. So why do you find in the Gemara some places the very same Likros? He very same as Svara. If you want, I'll explain it to Svara. If you want, I'll say it's a pasuk. What do you mean? If you say very same as Svara, so how can you have a pasuk and come to that Svara? Well, I'm only Svara. Which the Tosis says, I write that the Svara is not so good. That you can dig the Chan Svara. If the Svara would really be an ironclad Svara, so you wouldn't think a pasuk for that. So why? Whoever is really a good Svara should become a dig the Why did the Rosh have to make a Jewish shame on Ayin Hasina? Why did he have to reveal all the Yisraelis and Yunus? Couldn't he figure it out? He has a whole book. He proves philosophically the existence of God in Sravi Yonish and Tavim HaShemayim and everything. So why did the Rosh have to make a Jewish shame? He couldn't rely on Torah. So Sagi Yon says, because not everybody has a glass of cup. Some people would have a Kuruma cup, so they do look at this Torah. Or Lilsa de la Rami Aladinish Lamadaita, if a person is not paying attention to something. So he won't think, he won't put any thought into the matter. So he won't try to figure out whether there is a God, whether there is Fabi Yenich, whether there is Ashkava Process. But the Baruch let us know that there is. He told us all the Yisrael Samune, in case we'll be too lazy. But basically, in principle, there is such a cloud that whatever is a Svara, he wouldn't need a Pasik. The Svara would be Megala, what the Yemis is, that the Mitzvah is about the nature of the world, and the Svara would be Megala, what the Dinim are. The Svara would be Megala, the Din is binding, based on the Svara. Why should it then be binding? To figure out what the facts of the world are based on Svara. Okay, you can have a lot of facts based on Svara. But to Mivara it didn't, based on Svara, why is that necessarily so? Because our Svara knows then it makes sense that you shouldn't steal. So therefore that would be binding. That's what the Gemara says at the end of everything. The Mala in Nitna Terah, even if the Terah wouldn't have been given to B'nai Yisrael, we would have learned out Gezel from the ants, we would have learned out Svias from the Chasul, from the cats. We would have learned that different in Yonim of Midas, different halachas, we would have learned that from the animals. But if we would have learned that, it would have been binding. But the Torah gave it because not everybody would look at the ants, not everybody would look at the cats, not everybody would look at these animals. Not everybody would pay attention. So the Roshman was Megala the Dina to us. And why is it that if we would have learned it out from Svara, from the world, from Seichel, why would it be binding? Why would we assume that it's binding? Apparently, the Gemara seems to be assuming, like all of the Midrashim say, in the very beginning of Chumash Bereishit, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to create the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hishtaka Batera Bara Asayla. He looked into the Torah, and then he created the world. What does that mean? So Mustama, what it means is, that's what it says in the Chassidish Yisrael, Mustama, that's the Pshat, that the moral, ethical, and religious principles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in the Torah are reflected in the world. He created the world in such a way that all of these are built into Torah. That's how the Midrashim tell us that Avraham Avinu was able to figure out Kim Kol HaTorah Kul Ad Shelo Nitna. How did he know Kol HaTorah Kul Ad Shelo Nitna? He figured it out on his own. How did he figure it out on his own? The letter says he had Kloyas Yoatzos, his kidneys. The Midrashim, the Talmud always assumes that the kidneys give eight. Somehow his kidneys gave him the eights and he figured it out. How in the world did he figure it out? So the Darshanim all say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah before he created the world. So if you look at the world, you should be able to figure out what the blueprint is. The Torah is the blueprint of the world. Lo Eya Etzlo Omon. All the Midrashim quote the Pasuk, Lo Eya Etzlo Omon.
the Torah, the blueprint of the world. So if you look at the buildings, you can figure out what this is reflecting, except that most people don't pay attention. You look, you don't pay attention. Who's going to look into the Moloch, the ant, and learn not to steal, that each ant takes its own food and the other ant doesn't steal? Who's going to look at the cat and learn to learn sneers and so on, all the things that the Gemara, most people don't look. Or even the people who look don't realize what they're seeing. But if you have an individual who's really intelligent and he has glorious yeres, just like Avraham Avinu, so he'll be able to figure it out. So really the Gemara is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world based on the same wall of Teva has incorporated within it, all of the moral, the ethical, and the religious principles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind to be mitzvah. So if you can look into the world and see with your common sense, with your svara, you can see in the world of Teva a certain midah, a certain halacha, then that would be binding, because that must be why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in such a way, because this is part of his moral, ethical, and religious system that he wants to be binding on mankind. So that's what the Gemara has such a kral, normally svarim. So the Chore, I would assume that this is only true regarding the dinim that enable the deiris. We have two different kinds of halachas. You have mitzvahs that enable the deiris, and you have mitzvahs that are only hagrasho. So the Chore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he built into teva, all of the chukia teva are identical, if you know how to read teva well, are identical with the religious, the moral, and the ethical laws of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he wanted man to observe. Because this is only true regarding the mitzvahs and the Nargos of Boris, but the mitzvahs are only Harosho, but are not built into Teva. So the Midrash, and the Ramban quotes the Medrash, the few Midrashim that say that the prohibition against eating from the Eitz Hadas was only a Harosho. If somebody can find the Eitz Hadas today, he's allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Even other Harishim was allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas a week later. He presented to me to the Eitz Achayim, Rachel Bachayim Yerim.
Oh, Eitz Adas.
Right. So the Eitz Adas that he was prohibited to eat from originally. So the Ramban quotes the Midrash, and Adam Rishon was created on Erev Shabbos, and on the same day that he was created, he sinned. And if he would have waited until Shabbos, he would have been permitted to eat from the Eitz Adas. That's why, in fact, there's a meaning that the Achrenim have in their Sforim, that pregnant women should bite off the pitim from the Esrig and say a tefillah, that they should have a baby, so is that all that some other thing? They shouldn't have tzar later.
Could be.
So that might not be really by an essence, could be the end of the chal also for the same reason. So they say that because of eating from the Eitz Hadas, that's why women were punished, but that's a failing bottom, that they should have tzar later, labor pain, pain during pregnancy and so on, pain to raising the children. And what was the whole idea of eating from the Eitz Hadas? That they didn't have a kibbutz, that they didn't wait. The Medrash says if they would have waited till Shabbos, it would have been permissible to eat from the Eitz Hadas. The judge didn't have a kibbutz to wait. So the women wait not to eat the etzim, which is hopefully mitzvah, you're not allowed to eat it during the duration of Sukkot, so they wait till after Yom Tov, and then they have a special Yehiratzim that they say. The Medrash on the fire would have been there. On the first day, just like I waited not to eat the Esrig during the period of time that it took to the Mitzvah, so if I would have not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, I shouldn't be held responsible, you shouldn't punish me, because they're there, that's how they do. That's the Yehudim that they're throwing out. So the Ramban, the whole thing is based on this Ramban. The Ramban wrote this Medrash, that if they would have waited till Shabbos, just one day, they would have waited on Friday, and it's in that the same day. That's how the people of Lord said. If they would have waited till Shabbos, it would have been permissible to eat from the Eitz Hadas. In fact, the Medrash says that B'nai Yisrael shech behemis, and we always check the reyes. We have a meaning that Ramban Achulim quotes it, and I would say that. We're bedik the reyes. Why are we bedik the reyes? Why are we bedik for all the shivim treifas, the seven treifas? Ramban says that on the lungs you have a meal tamotsui, that you'll have treifas. The other treifas, it's a meal chain, and motsui, so you're not looking to be bedik for that. So eventually used to say that sometimes during the year you have to check other parts of the body also, because sometimes in the year on certain animals there's a miyotamotzer, usually around 15%. It's called a miyotamotzer. What's called a miyotamotzer? Why is it more so by the lungs than the others? It's a higher percentage. So he said that certain times in the year it's rogel, it's motzuri, that certain animals have certain traits, but then those seasons of the year it's a miyotamotzer, you have to check them also. There's no local measurement seen after the lungs. So it depends whether it's a miyotamotzer or miyotamotzer. So the Ramban quotes a medrash that says, Mi galo afar mein echo Adam Rishon, that Adam Rishon died a long time ago. So the Malachim tell Adam, the Rishon tells Adam, look, your descendants, the Jewish people, they shech the behemah, and they don't eat it right away. They wait a while. They're not so. They don't rush so much. They wait a while till the Bredik Dereya, and after the Bredik Dereya, then they eat. So you should have waited. You should have waited also. If you would have waited till Shabbos, it would have been mutter for you to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So according to that measure, she comes out that the Eitz Hadas not only is not prohibited to us, it wasn't even prohibited by the Rishon as an Eastern area. It was purely a Hayrashah. The Chayra Hayrashah would not be built into Teva. Only Dina Leveres are built into Teva. So the pasuk because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was explicitly mitzvah Adam Rishma mitzvah Hashem Elokim al Adam, he can eat everything but the Eitz Hadas. If he wouldn't tell that, he would never figure it out in a million years. I'm just going to look into Teva with the clearest lenses and never figure it out. It's not part of the basic Dini HaTeira that's supposed to be built into Teva. It's not part of Teva. It's only Hayrashah. But the other demon, Gezel, Arayas, and all the other demons, that he didn't have to tell them explicitly. That he just exposed them to the world. And if Avraham Avinu had Klaus Yeritzis, other Rishon Stama had better Klaus. He had a healthier body. His Klaus could be Yeritz from there. So that he only needed a remiss. Just expose it to the world and he'll figure out on his own. From the tzibu that he was given, he could already figure out that there are more tzibuim in the world. So that's why the Gemara says that from this part of that Tavah Hashim HaKim HaRa'azim, you have a remiss for the other Shevim Mitzvahs Benin Arev. The only thing Adam Rishon had to get explicitly was this din of Eitz Hadas, because that was only Hayrashah.
Why didn't Adam learn the whole Tzibu? Why didn't Adam Rishon
should have said that? That's the Tzibu here.
But the Chol Tzibu is not binding on it. It's only binding on Gilson to Teva, that these Mitzvahs are binding on the will of mankind. And the others are only binding on the Yamaniko and the Eitzah. The Gemara says,
I'm a
volunteer, but they're saying it's a good answer, you volunteer.
I don't know
if she could or whether other Mauritian volunteers would observe the rest or not. Does it say one way or the other? I don't know.
So what changed when we got over the Sibuyan? The fact that we're supposed to keep Torah because Kabbalah is in Shabbos and not just
because... No, it's Mitzvah, you say. Yeah, in fact, there's a Maharshah. Maharshah, I think, at the end of Kiddushin said that other Avraham Avinu, it was only after he was given the mitzvah of Nisnima. Before he was given the mitzvah of Nisnima, it wouldn't make any sense for him to volunteer. How can he volunteer? Let's say, I'm not a Kohen, but I'll volunteer any mitzvah of Yosef, not to be the Talmud Mason, not to marry a Grisha. It doesn't mean anything to him. Any mitzvah of Yosef has to be Chal, has to have a Shaykhah. So after Avraham Avinu was Nimo, but then he belonged to this Amalitka, he was at the beginning of the Yuma, he's famous. So even when he wasn't with Spava on the additional mitzvah, then from that point on, he volunteered. But the Marshal said, before he got the mitzvah of Nino, so then it wouldn't even make sense for him to volunteer. Wouldn't even be a key in the Terrace Anu in 2 years. Maybe other Mauritians didn't volunteer because it wouldn't make any sense either.
Do you have another
point
actions from this
pasuk, by some of the people? Yeah, that every word of the pasuk is a remnant for another one of the Dina. Yeah.
But we should go through the pasuk.
I think you have to have a pasuk that is an institution of a Torah min Hashamayim. You have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah something. It's a sefer who requires, says that there are three Kori Hu Amuna. Metzius Hashem, he says Malchi is the famous shoulders. Those are the three Kori Hu Amuna. Malchi is the Metzius Hashem. And Shofar is not any place in my land for that, but there's Torah min Hashamayim, that there are Tzivut, not necessarily Torah. But as well as mitzvah people think, that he tells you to do things and not to do things. And then the third is Chav Yonish, that's Hashgacha and Chav Yonish, that's Zichreinus. So these three Yisraelis had been his gala to Adam Rishon, to Metzius Hashem, he's to Hashem, he's to Hashem. And then he was told by Tzav Hashem HaKim HaOrem, there is an Indian of Tzivuyim, I command you to do things. You're Kolei Tzakan HaKol Teichol, the Yavda the Shomer, you have to work, you have to do, you're not allowed to do this, and you have to do this, he told them some of the things. The Yavda the Shaman is also a Hayrashah. Kolei Tzakan, you have to eat the Teich. I'm not a first Tanesim. He had special deal in the world. It was all Hayrashah what he was given. He has to work in the Gan Eden. We don't have to work in Gan Eden. And after he got Kiftar, he didn't have to work in Gan Eden. To work in Gan Eden, the Yavda the Shaman was a Hayrashah. The Kolei Tzakan, Oichol Teichol, he has to eat from the other Teirs. And then he's not allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. In fact, some of them are first instead that after he sinned, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him, Ani lo eit ha-shet to visich al-vita, and look the Achol Mimenu Achol Teh, did you eat from the Eitz Hadas? So he says, yes, Harisha Shenasati Mani Hi Nosna Li Bo Oichal. So the Medrash says, Bo Oichal Oi. Achalti Bo Oichal Oi. What does that mean? So the Pasha Pshat is that he had the chutzpah to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only did I eat the Yer Tadad, I will continue to eat the Yer Tadad. That's the Pasha Pshat the Medrash. Achalti Bo Oichal Oi. Bo Oichal. But I think the Vilna Gaon says Pshat. I think in that Verse Aliyah, the quote from the Vilna Gaon, that he said a different Pshat. No. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, did you violate my commandments? So he was scared, he was trembling, so he said, I violated one of them, I ate from the eighth Adam, but the other mitzvah did, I ate from the other pair. One of the ways, he called me Zagat of Echel, I ate and I'll eat, I'll continue to eat. I didn't want to have it, he was minimizing. He wasn't exaggerating the Aveir, not only did I do it once, I'll do it again. The only man says, no, he was minimizing the Aveir, he said, the other mitzvahs he gave me, I did. I did one little avera that I ate from the Echadah, so forgive me for that. That's how he said, so all of that was all I was sure, but he had a habit, see who, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell me there's an institution of Torah and Hashemayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is discovered people things. And the Yom HaChochem and the Mois told us that there is a Hashgoch and that there is a Skavi Yemesh. And once he heard these, he said to Zemunah that there is such a concept of Torah and Hashemayim, the Ratzi Vuyim in Hashemayim, and there is Hashgoch and that there is Chavi Yonish, then everything else he could figure out on his own with his Kleros Yeretz. Because all the other things were Dinim Lederish.
Some of them, the ones he said were Mitzuvios and the other ones were the Torah
and Mitzuvios. Well, Adam Rishon, everything was Mitzuvios. No, everything was Mitzuvios. He didn't even have to have an explicit Tzivui. If he figured out on his own, so Lomeli Kwas Svarahu. He had a good head and he could figure out on his own. So Avraham Avinu figured out that these are only for Bnei Yisrael, when they'll be Mitzvah, but he wasn't yet Mitzvah. So Avraham Avinu did a B'tarasein Mitzvah. But other Rishon figured out that these things are Mitzvah. Asvara Nosenes, based on Teva, Asvara Nosenes, that he mukhiv to do these things. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think on Dagbo, but the Gemara has a whole series of and Agadatha, very strange Agadatha, the Gemara says, there is a popular saying that people say X, Y, Z. Where is the market for this popular saying? The Gemara says a pasuk in Tanakh. The Gemara says another popular folk saying that goes like this. Where is the market for that folk saying? There are 15 of these, all series, and 10, 15. So that's why Leitchik wants to go to Russia. And that Gemara says, so where does one have to find sources in Tanakh for the folk sayings? People can make up their own sayings. So he thought that the Gemara was driving at this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it into people's minds. Sometimes the person thinks of a shtus about his life, thinks of a stupid thing. So you have to look for a mocking tarach, a stupid thing. You're an idiot. No one else thinks of it. You have a kumik cup and other people have glyphicap, so you don't have to find a mocking tarach for every stupid thing that you think of. But if Noah Milsa, the Amri Yinshi, if many people have a saying, so the Gemara thought if many people think like that, it must be that it's a good idea. And it must be that there's a mock, it must be that the Rebbeinu Shlomo put this into our minds and we should think like that, that it's a svara. Like the Gemara says, this idea, lomeli kwas svarahu, whatever is a svara is really a din. Whatever is a svara is a din. So the Gemara says, but not everybody has that svara, so where is the mock and the chumash? The Gemara says, no, I'm also dami yinshi, there's a mock and a chumash, there's a mock and tanah. Because if people think of it, it must be a good svara, it must be a good idea, so it must be that too is min hashamayim. Rashi HaKumish quotes the Medrash, Rashi quotes a lot in the Yoshua on this subject, but his brother created Adam HaRishon and created him Ofer Minhu Adama, that the term Adama has the connotation of Mizbach Adama Ta'asali, that he took, where did he take that Adama? From the Evan Shasiyah. The Evan Shasiyah is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he took from the Mokam HaMizbeach, near the Evan Shasiyah, and the place where the Mizbeach is going to be built, that Halavai Shetiyah Lo Kapara. He created man, already assuming that man is going to sin and he's going to need a mizbeach to atone for his averus. What does that mean? Halavai shetiyah lo kapara. It's a very interesting medrash. The pasuk says that there is also creating man, b'tzelem alekim. What does that mean, b'tzelem alekim? So the Rambam has in the Mar Meruchim, along Arichas, that b'tzelem alekim does mean that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has the same facial features that we have. It means something else. But what does it mean? So Meshech Chachma quotes from the Mirchon, and the Kabbalah that it means Bechira Chavshes. Some has something approximately the same. Meshech Chachma quotes from the Kabbalah, it means Bechira Chavshes. What does that mean? Well, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, nothing forced him to create the world. He created it out of his own free will. So like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with the Koyach HaBriya, that we have the Koyach to choose to decide whatever we want. Of course, some things come more easily than others. Let's say if a person lives in New York, so there's more of a chance that he'll go to Yeshiva University than if he lives in China or Japan. Or if a person's parents are observant of religious people, so there's more of a chance that he will be observant than if his parents are not religious. Or if a person is born to Catholic, into a Catholic family, there's less of a chance that he'll become Jewish than if a person is not to a Jewish family. So there are certain things some things are more comfortable to do, some things are much more comfortable than others, and so on. But there's nothing really forcing anybody to do what he does. So that's what we call Tzal HaMalakim, that every person has a Bechira Chavsh, the ability to do something, Mamish Yesh Me'ai, to do Yesh Me'ai. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, when he writes the state of Bechira Chavsh, he starts off the Tarek, instead of calling him for all of the other Rishonim called Bechira Chavsh, what he called Bechira Chavsh, freedom of will, he writes Rishus Nesuna L'chol Adam. Everyone is given permission, authorization to do whatever he wants, to do Tzayva or not. Why does he write Rishus? I'm sorry, everyone says, why doesn't he write? Chiyu Chavshus. Chiyu any kind of L'chalon. Why does he write Rishus? Right, yeah. He's writing over the Lashon HaMishnah. So that's all this. What is that? What connotation does that have? If any. Maybe not necessarily. What connotation might that possibly have other than the Chiyu Chavshus? Yeah. So Rachel thought that it doesn't mean something more than Bechira Chavshus. That Bechira Chavshus means, like in modern Hebrew, when you go to the elections, that's called Bechira. So you only give you a choice. You want to vote for this one, you want to vote for that one. Sometimes you have a write-in, you have a source to write in another name also. Sometimes not. But Bechira means you present it with certain possibilities, certain options, and then you have to choose Bechira. You have to debate for this one or that one or the other one. But here, Rishus means something much more than that. You can even choose to do something which is not even presented to you as a choice. A person can think and come up with an Einfar, the guy who was born to the Catholic parents in Japan, can decide to convert to Judaism to come to learn, Jesus. He can decide to do something that wasn't even presented to him as a possibility. A person who's a chayte, so that's what the Rambam is driving at. What does he write? In Hilchos Tshuva, he writes the Yisod of the Chirachavshah. Chirachavshah should be the beginning of everything. The Yisod of everything. Without Chirachavshah, you can't begin to discuss as Chaviyonish of anything. He wants to explain how Tshuva works. The person is doing Averis, and he gets into a rut. So how is he going to get out of it? All of the options that are presented to him are to do more Averis. Whether to do more Averis in this direction or that direction. But it's Lagamre in a different direction. How does the person have Chirachavshah to do Tshuva? That's perhaps why the Rambam chooses the term Rishul, Mishnah. Based on the Mishnah, instead of saying just plain old Bechira Chavshus, he says it's more than that, it's Rishus L'chalad M'suna, that we should know that we not only have the ability to choose when we're presented with alternatives, we have the ability to conjure up a new possibility, a new alternative that wasn't even presented to us. Maybe that's what Rashi is driving at, maybe that's what the Medrash is driving over here. It says that the man was Chacham in Adama, that Adam was created with, that all men were created with, was from the Machem HaMizbeach, HaLavashit, HaHelo Kapar, it means that man was created with such a koyach of Bechira Chavshus, not only Bechira Chavshus, a koyach of the ability to do tshuva. To do tshuva means to be legamri aboveh, kemat yesh meyash, to decide to do something that you're completely not forced into at all. You have the complete Bechira to do whatever in the world you want.
Isn't the
Rosh Hashanah that there is a Jew book? Do you think there's a Rosh? Yeah.
So
means that there is
one of his
first
meetings?
Yes. Sometimes. Sometimes not offer the opportunity, he still has the chance. Sometimes after the Torah is angry, the person doesn't offer the opportunity, and he still has the ability. That's how the Achrenim say on the Gemara in Chagigah, in the second term. Gemara talks about Acher. So you heard the Baskol that says, Shuvu Godim Shavovim Levad Nei Acher. So the Achrenim say, shouldn't have listened to the Baskol. Baskol said that Achis Tshuva will not be accepted. Shouldn't have listened. Should have done Tshuva anyway. But that's all right. You got a whole lot of Derech HaDrash. Years ago, used to give long drushes about Acher. Used to give in the Yorkshire Shir. Used to give a drush for 4 hours. So the first 2 hours would be Haloche. The next 2 hours would be Haggadah in Jewish. So for a few years in a row, he kept on speaking about Acher. What happened to Acher, and why he didn't do Tshuva, why he should have done Tshuva, and so on. So I remember one of the themes of one of the drushes was that the Baskol didn't say that. The Baskol just said, Tshuva Gwanim Shevodim. And Acher Darshan, Bein Velei Acher. You know how that drush all over the place. Bein Velei Acher. Acher Velei Bein. You know how it has both ways. Bein and Acher are tied to the Sassim and everything. Yesh Nochlin and Kiddushin the Gemara has. In the first 13 Kiddushin. So whatever it says Bein, it means not Acher. Whatever it says Acher means not Bein. So the Baskol said, Shuvu Banim Shoivavim, and Acher Gven Atana. So he understood on his own the Novi's words. It's a Novi. The words of the Novi, Shuvu Banim Shoivavim, means only Banim, Acher not. And he passed on his own that he was Acher. He used to call him Acher. So he felt Everybody calls me Yaakov, I must be in Bechina Vachna, my children will not be accepted. And it's not so. Rav Soloveitchik thought that it wasn't even necessarily part of the Paschal. Paschal just said, Shiva Baruch Shabbat, but he darshan everything on his own. And he darshaned wrong. He wasn't Acher. Just because they called him Acher, he wasn't in the category of Acher. He's still in the category of Bonim. But even Acherim said not so. Acherim understood the Gemara to mean that the Paschal said everything. Shiva Baruch Shabbat, the Vat Mayacher, and the Paschal was talking to him, we're not going to accept your Shuva. So Acherim said, who told him to listen to the Paschal? He should have done Shuva anyway. He still do Shuva. Means that he wasn't offered the opportunity to do tshuva, but even if you're not offered, you can still do tshuva. A person has the ability to do, that's what Bechira Chavshu means, a person has the ability to do even things that are not presented to him.